What's shaking, Alaska? Welcome to your seismic update from across the state for the week of February 18th. I'm Beth Grossi with the Alaska Earthquake Center, where we monitor ground shaking 24/7. Over the past week, we recorded about 550 seismic events. 8 were reported as felt. The largest was a magnitude 5.1 on February 13th near the Western Aleutian Islands. This week, we highlight one of our longtime state partners, the Alaska Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys, or DGGS. DGGS geologists map the active faults of Alaska, which helps us determine which fault an earthquake was on and what its history of rupture is. DGGS scientists survey Alaska's steep slopes to determine landslide risk. We partner with DGGS and other agencies to pair that information with real-time seismic monitoring of southern Alaska fjords. Of particular concern is Prince William Sound's Barry Arm, and DGGS produces updates on interagency monitoring efforts there. Since 1998, we've worked with DGGS geologists to evaluate earthquake scenarios and map out potential worst-case tsunami flooding for Alaska's coastal communities. Together, we engage with the communities, providing tsunami education and scientific support for local emergency planning. Our partnership with DGGS ensures that the seismic research and operations of the Earthquake Center are informed by boots-on-the-ground hazard mapping. Learn more at dggs.alaska.gov and earthquake.alaska.edu.